I'm Susan DiGiulio, and this is Green Under Pressure. To date, a combination of climate change, pollution, and overfishing has destroyed 80% of the lush underwater kelp forests that once lined our Pacific coast and provided us with tons of seafood. But there are some promising projects to restore this critical ecosystem. Tom Ford is the executive director of the Bay Foundation in Santa Monica, California, a not-for-profit tasked with implementing the EPA's Santa Monica Bay Restoration Project. The Bay Foundation has two underwater projects off of the Palos Verdes Peninsula, the Kelp Forest Restoration Project and the Abalone Restoration Program. Financial support comes from a fund set up to reverse the damage from DDT dumping by the Montrose Chemical Corporation of California from the 1950s to the 1970s.
From an environmental mitigation standpoint, those monies were intended to replace lost fishing effort or lost fishing opportunity. So what we were able to demonstrate to them is that if we restore a kelp forest, a lot of these fish and invertebrates benefit from that, and then people can have increased opportunities to fish.
We asked Tom, what's the importance of kelp forests to the Santa Monica Bay ecosystem and the whole Pacific Ocean?
Without exception, they are ecologically significant and socioeconomically very important.
These kelp forests are food and home to the core species of the Pacific and support a huge fishing industry. But Tom explained that they are also a key defense against the effects of climate change.
One of the very interesting things about kelp forests is they can grow very rapidly. And in the biological activity associated with that growth and the massive amount of photosynthesis and their metabolism, they're pulling carbon dioxide out of the water or out of the atmosphere and moving that into their tissues. They do that at such a great rate that we can lower the concentrations of CO2 in the ocean water surrounding kelp, and then that raises the pH. So what that means is that we're offsetting ocean acidification in these kelp forests, and it may provide a refuge for animals and organisms that are suffering from the effects of ocean acidification, which is a result of climate change.
Three factors destroying kelp are climate change, overfishing, and sea urchins.
Sea urchins are an endemic natural species that occurs in our kelp forests. They enjoy grazing and eating kelp. So when there's ample amount of kelp, that kelp satisfies the urchin's hunger. When we don't have enough kelp, in some cases, regardless of how well the kelp is doing from a climate standpoint, having too many urchins alone can be a very significant problem. And the reason why we often have too many urchins is because the predators from the system that would normally prey on the urchins have been harvested. So the overfishing in this case is usually associated with taking out the predators from a kelp forest that would eat sea urchins and keep their numbers limited to a few per square meter. What we often see is that we don't have a few urchins per square meter, but we have tens or sometimes even as many as 100.
So how does the Bay Foundation go about restoring kelp forest?
Have to understand where these urchin barrens are. Once we find those, we measure them, we study them and collect data about their existence and how many urchins are there. And then we send our fishermen into these areas to clear those urchins out. So they move systematically across the ocean floor, and they smash the urchins with hammers underwater to get rid of those valueless, overly numerous urchins. They leave 2 per square meter behind, and then once that pressure from the urchins is reduced on the kelp, the new generation of kelp can grow from the rocks, grow all the way up to the surface, provide food and shelter for hundreds of species, and then months or over a year later, those urchins having now a brand new steady diet become something that can be harvested and sold.
Then we asked about restoring the abalone population.
What we and diverse partnership accomplished together is getting adult abalone, moving them into captivity, making sure that they are very fat and happy and are producing very competent, lipid-rich eggs, and then we induce them to spawn. So we can use some chemicals, add those to the water, change the temperature, play around with lighting, combination of tricks that essentially convince the abalone to spawn.
This year, they've released about 3,000 of them. Getting the abalone accustomed to the ocean and then releasing them takes an army of up to 20 divers from the Bay Foundation's many partners. You can follow the work of the Bay Foundation and donate on their website, santamonicabay.org. If you live in the LA area, the Bay Foundation has lots of hands-on projects that you can help with. This has been Green Under Pressure, a Flatlands Avenue production, and I'm Susan DiGiulio. Find us wherever you download your favorite podcasts. If you like us, please share, rate us, and leave a review.